This is Radio Nepal. I am Srijana Basthala with the news. The headlines first. House of Representatives meeting endorses 5 ordinances, including some Nepal acts related to improving economic and business environment and investment promotion. Opposition parties demand government inform about clarification sought from Nepal Electricity Authority's managing director. Speaker Ghimire issues ruling to government to address concerns raised in parliament. U.S. deports 8 undocumented Nepalis to Nepal on chartered flight. One more Nepali deported from U.S. via regular flight of Qatar Airways on same day. And U.S. President issues last warning to Hamas as U.S. confirms direct hostage talks. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives meeting yesterday has passed 5 ordinances recently issued by the government. The ordinances approved include the ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to the promotion of good governance and public service delivery, the Financial Procedures and Fiscal Responsibility First Amendment Ordinance, and the Privatization First Amendment Ordinance. The House also endorsed the ordinance amending some Nepal acts relating to improving the economic and business environment and promoting investment, and the ordinance amending some Nepal acts related to cooperatives. However, the ordinance to amend some Nepal acts related to land was not presented in the session. During the discussion on the ordinances, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel responded to questions, explaining that since the Constitution requires ordinances to be passed by the House, it would not be accurate to claim the government had undermined the House by introducing them. He also reaffirmed the government's commitment to removing Nepal from the Financial Action Task Force FATF grey list within the specified time frame and said he would appear in Parliament with a white paper detailing the reasons for the country's inclusion on the list. Likewise, Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung addressed the ordinance on good governance, stressing that it is a common issue for all political parties and should be pursued with consensus. Meanwhile, Minister for Land Management, Cooperatives and Poverty Alleviation Balaram Adhikari explained that the ordinance on cooperatives was brought to resolve the issues faced by victims of cooperative mismanagement. However, opposition lawmakers voiced concerns, arguing that the ordinance could curtail consumer rights and lacked clear provisions for refunding cooperative savers' money. Meanwhile, Speaker Devraj Ghimire has made a ruling in the House of Representatives session yesterday, urging the government to address concerns raised by the opposition parties in the parliament. In the lower house meeting yesterday, the opposition parties, including the CPN Maoist Centre, demanded the government to inform them about the clarification sought from the Nepal Electricity Authority's managing director. Airing his views, Maoist Centre's chief whip Hitraj Pandey said they wanted to be clear about the reports the government has been continuously seeking clarification from Nepal Electricity Authority managing director Kulman Kissing. The U.S. has deported 8 Nepalis lacking official documents to Nepal. They arrived in Kathmandu yesterday morning on a chartered flight. According to Trivan International Airport TIA spokesperson Vinji Sherpa, the chartered aircraft with 14 people on board, including the crew members, landed at TIA at 10:15 a.m. According to TIA-based Office of the Immigration, 8 have been handed to the Nepal police for further investigation. They were handed to the police following the completion of immigration procedures. Immigration officer Yagiraj Arial also confirmed that one more Nepali was deported from the U.S. via the regular flight of Qatar Airways yesterday itself. Prior to this, the U.S. had made the deportations of 27 Nepalis. The Ministry of Finance has initiated the formulation of the budget for the upcoming fiscal year 2025-26. Yesterday, the ministry consulted with the Ministry of Physical Infrastructure and Transport related departments and bodies on the budget topic. During the meeting, Deputy Prime Minister and Finance Minister Bishnu Prasad Podel stressed the need for fiscal discipline and pleased to ensure the budget is realistic. He proposed to downsize small size projects in the budget. The Natural Resources Estimation Committee has recommended a budget ceiling of 196.5 billion rupees for the upcoming fiscal year. Minister for Communication and Information Technology Prithvi Subba Gurung has said the Nepali citizens had been able to defeat feudalism and monarchy peacefully, not by the bullets. Speaking at a program organized by the Yadu Memorial Foundation, observing the 26th Yadu Memorial Day in Kathmandu yesterday, Minister Gurung said the Maoist war was wrong when the revolutions in the country had been possible through peaceful ways. He further alleged that the war had set the country back by 25 years, urging the Maoists to accept the reality. In an effort to work in a coordinated way to address the issues of Nepali migrant workers in the countries of destination, Foreign Minister Dr. Arjurana Deoba, Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak and Minister for Labour, Employment and Social Security, Sarat Singh Bhandari, held a joint meeting yesterday. Along with the secretaries of the three ministries, in the meeting, the ways to explore ideas for effective management of Nepal's foreign labour migration was discussed. Foreign Minister Dr. Rana summoned the meeting in the context that the Foreign Ministry was not well informed about the status and destinations of Nepali students and workers in foreign countries but had to rush to rescue them in time of crisis. During the meeting, Minister Dr. Rana said that despite a ban on women working as domestic workers, Nepali women have reached some of the countries in the Middle East through illegal routes. Home Minister Lekhak suggested that an amendment to the Foreign Labour Act 2064 was needed, while Labour Minister Bhandari stated that labour diplomacy was a pressing issue of the time. Federation of Nepali Journalists, FNJ, has drawn its attention towards the incident of barring two journalists from entering the parliament. According to the FNJ, the Federal Parliament Secretariat suspended the entry pass of the journalist duo, citing violation of parliamentary norms and discipline while asking questions to the Prime Minister on March 4. Issuing a press release yesterday, the Umbrella Organization of Working Journalists asked the Federal Parliament Secretariat to respect press freedom by withdrawing its decision of suspending press pass of the journalist. The Press Council has the authority to judge whether or not questions asked by journalists are against the code of conduct, reads the statement. Similarly, FNJ also cautioned the journalists and media to abide by the journalist code of conduct in course of fulfilling their professional duties. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to some international news updates. U.S. President Donald Trump has issued what he called a last warning to Hamas to release the hostages being held in Gaza. The BBC quoted the U.S. president as saying the U.S. is sending Israel everything it needs to finish the job and not a single Hamas member will be safe if not done, as said on his Truth Social platform. The news came just hours after the White House confirmed it is holding direct talks with Hamas over the hostages. The post came after the president met with a group of hostages in the White House who had been recently released under the ceasefire. Meanwhile, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt confirmed the U.S. has been negotiating directly with Hamas to try to secure the release of the hostages. Israel had been consulted prior to the talks, she added. Israel said there are still 59 hostages being held in Gaza, with up to 24 believed to be alive. U.S. citizens are also among the captives. Now, the general weather forecast for the country. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast the weather to be partly cloudy in the hilly areas and mainly fair in rest of the country today. With this, we have almost come to the end of this news bulletin from Radio Nepal for this hour. Before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives meeting endorses 5 ordinances, including some Nepal acts related to improving economic and business environment and investment promotion. Opposition parties demand government inform about clarification sought from Nepal Electricity Authority's managing director. Speaker Ghimire issues ruling to government to address concerns raised in parliament. U.S. deports 8 undocumented Nepalese to Nepal on chartered flight. 1 more Nepali deported from U.S. via regular flight of Qatar Airways on same day. And U.S. President issues last warning to Hamas as U.S. confirms direct hostage talks. This is all we have for this bulletin. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 in the afternoon. You can listen to us online on our website radionepalonline.com and our mobile app. For more news and information, keep listening to Radio Nepal. Have a good day.